You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Back, BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. Coming up in a little bit, we will talk to our guy Jimmy Patsos on the NBA. I can't wait for his thoughts on the combine, what he saw out there. That's going to be great.
Are we going to have bingo for Jimmy this time?
Jimmy Patsos bingo, when he gives us a name of a high school coach in Omaha that like everyone should know, and then I'm Googling it. I don't know if we, you know what? Let's see if we have time to create a bingo board. We'll try that right now. Let's go off the board with Aaron Hawksworth.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board.
Oh man, I've been waiting to bring this up. I'm so glad Joe G is back. Joel Troel Embiid on Twitter. He tweeted that Miami needs another star. We all know he loves his guy, Jimmy Buckets. Come on, Joel. You know what you were doing when you tweeted this out. Don't act like you didn't know. Yeah.
Of course he did. He wants to get everyone all riled up. He's a troll. That's what he is. He's Joel Troel Embiid. The part that gets everyone freaked
aren't
out.
We all, like, Joe G's a troll too. We're all
trolls.
We all throw stuff out there that we know is going to stir it up a little bit.
Right. But that's kind of our job in the media. Like, it's not his job. He's a center. He's a basketball player. The part that's interesting is I do think deep down there's a little truth to, like, what he
of
does
course.
Stuff like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, like, okay, why is he
Things
trolling?
Are a disaster there in Philly. Let's be honest.
But why is he trolling? Where's the lie in that statement?
No, there's no lie. But what's the implication is the question. It's the truth. They need another star. Is he implicating it should be him? Like, is that where this is going?
I hope so.
Just to watch it burn.
For you.
Everyone would melt down if you requested a trade.
Well, we saw him hugging Jimmy Butler. And yeah, I mean, I think he wishes it was him, but I also think he was doing some analysis and trolling to get a reaction. Oh, yes. I wonder how the people will react if I just dangle this little sentence out there.
And
it worked. People lost their minds. Don't do this, Joel. Please no. Embarrassing tweets at him after they made him like they gave him the key to the city last week. It's a joke.
I just love that he calls himself Joel Troel. It's amazing to me.
He gave him the key of the city. Man, your city's weird. The more and more I read about stuff that goes on with the sports and the politics there, like every week there's some strange story. First off, what is the key to the city? What does that mean? I just roll my eyes at it all the time. What is the key to? Like,
is there a big building?
Is there a list? Is there a list of people that have the keys to the city?
And is there just one key? Is like the Stanley Cup? You have to give it to the next person and it moves on. I have no idea.
Does your name go on the key? Yes, I don't know. I don't even know.
I don't know either.
Was there a press conference?
If there was, I didn't watch it, and I don't want to.
I mean, he did follow it up with saying, okay, y'all are stupid, LMAO, with the crying face emojis. But he knew what he was doing, and I love it. I'm here for it.
That's his favorite thing. Yeah. Like, well, why is everyone getting upset? Is it just fooling around? But you know what you're doing, Joel. Stop.
Yeah, anytime you do the LOL with the crying face, it doesn't cancel out the previous statement.
No. Nope.
I mean, all right, he literally says his name's Troel, so...
Exactly. He knew what he's doing. So LeVar definitely knew what he was doing, taking shots at Drew Brees. Wow.
Not wow. LeVar Ball. LeVar Arrington.
Yes, correct. Yeah. LeVar Arrington. Wow. So this was in response to Drew Brees. He's not going to be wanted by NBC anymore. He's also not wanted by the Saints. So LeVar goes, or maybe he's acting out because that's what he's used to feeling. He's just not as popular as he thinks he is. He's not as loved as he thinks he is. And he acts out when it doesn't go the way he would like for it to go. He's reaching out and he's crying out for attention.
I don't know about the acting out part, but those first couple of points, I think I agree. I agree 100%. Yeah, go ahead.
Probably a little jealous too. I mean, think about what's happened. So Tom Brady's going to walk off the field into the biggest spot on Fox. Drew Brees didn't get that. Tony Romo, who, I don't know, I was about to say wasn't as famous. Maybe he was just as famous for more because he was the Cowboys quarterback, but he wasn't as good, right? Tony Romo wasn't as great of a quarterback as Drew Brees. He's the star of CBS. Like, didn't it feel like Drew thought that one of these spots would be his? And it's like, might not happen for you, Drew. I just wonder if he's like, man, I got passed over.
He got a spot. He was given, hey, you don't even need the reps for the most part.
Right.
High profile. You're going to be at Notre Dame on Saturday doing college football. You're going to be Sunday night football. You're going to be there. You're doing all sorts of stuff. He had a chance. Maybe it's the first time he's actually failed at something, because he failed clearly and nobody wants him. There are too many other guys that have higher upside. Now we have a sample size of 1 year. How much better? He can't get better, but how much better is Drew Brees really going to be? And is he bringing eyeballs, ears to this? No, I think they learned that he's not.
Yeah. And I also wonder with broadcasting, and we're not in management, but I just wonder when it comes to like, I wonder if these people in management with these broadcast companies, when they know, they know. They heard Tony Romo and they saw it. They were like, he's got something. And I wonder if they've listened to Drew Brees, they're like, he doesn't have it.
Nobody's talking on Monday about something Drew Brees said.
No,
Does he rate? They have the numbers. I would guess that the Notre Dame numbers did not change at all. If anything, people were complaining when he was doing the games. That it's a Purdue guy and he brings nothing special to the table.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's just a tough pill to swallow. He's in this transition period in his life. And it's like, you know, sometimes you have to look in the mirror, realize what you're good at, or accept, you know, the way things are now. And his life is different. So I was reading like he was being passive aggressive on Twitter and stuff. I didn't see any of that, but I probably just missed it. But I was trying to look for it to bring it to the segment.
Well, wasn't he talking about pickleball or going back to football? Is that what they meant by that?
I don't know. They were saying like the way he's acting out and being passive aggressive isn't like a good look for a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I don't know exactly what they meant by that.
He was going for comedy, and even that was lame. That tweet. And people weren't sure if he was joking or not.
That's
kind of how I read it, and that's exactly why his personality did not translate to TV. Like, you're not funny. Nobody understands what you're talking about.
Oh, the country has turned on Drew Brees totally
fast
because he's a bad broadcaster. Now we hate him.
I know. After everything he did for New Orleans, after Katrina,
Drew Orleans.
He's getting he's getting dragged right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Shut up. Say nothing. It's fine.
Or like make a joke out of it. Like, well, I guess I wasn't meant to be an analyst. That was a good run. You know, like do something. Self-deprecating humor, but oh well. So Tom Brady, he hit this incredible hole in one. The video, the way he had a drone following it, it almost looks fake. Did you guys see this?
I did. And then I have a caption on whatever the social media thing came out. And then like, this is why you record everything you do or something, every hole, just in case you get the hole in one.
That's what I thought was strange. I'm like, do you really bring like a camera crew every time you play golf just in case you hit a hole in one?
I mean, that's so vain if he does that.
Vain. It wasn't even like a friend holding the video. It was like a well-produced video.
It was. Like, it looked
a movie or a commercial or something.
So yeah. What do you think the truth is? He has someone filming every hole for the hope, or did they shoot that hole-in-one on purpose? I don't know. It all feels staged. I never know what's going on with these people that do these cool things. Like, is this real? I'm going to guess it's not real.
Well, you know what is real is this trash talk. Tom Brady, I love this new version. So he says, I don't even know how to censor this properly. Golf smack talk is a little different than pro football smack talk. Josh, meaning Josh Allen, Josh really hasn't backed much up on the football field in his career. Let's be honest, especially playing against me.
It's pretty good. I mean, didn't they just they play that great game last year where Allen had a great game and he brought them back and all that? Yeah, I mean, they're obviously having fun. He's obviously having fun with it, but I think we need more trash talk between quarterbacks. I'm in
yes.
for that.
Yes. Yes. Instead of acting all buddy-buddy and supportive, let's just let it rip. Let us know how you really feel.
Give us content for off the board. I mean, just do it.
In fact, I'd love to hear Tom Brady's thoughts on the Drew Brees situation.
You know what? I bet I would love to have Tom Brady like unfiltered on some of this stuff. Tom, what do you really think about Drew Brees? Talks about how he's a phony with a noodle arm. Not as good as I am.
All right. So Stephen A, I need some clarity on how much time we have left in this segment. Do we have time for the sound or not? Zach, can we play it? Apparently not. Okay. Well, this is getting awkward. Stephen A just absolutely went off on Jalen Rose after hearing he voted Kyrie third team all NBA. I think Jalen Rose said he regretted it afterwards too.
Yeah, what's that about? Like, stand by your vote, Jalen.
That's disappointing. Fair. You know, that you're not going to double down and you know back up your vote. Like, use your votes responsibly.
So I think it was silly to put him 13, but he did play great when he was on the court. Like he could have made the case, like when he actually played, he was one of the 15 best players in the NBA. Like that's why I voted him 13. It was weird how he backed off it. Jalen Rose, I think he was afraid of Stephen A. He didn't want to debate Stephen A. So he's just like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm out.
Oh boy, you know what I just thought of? The whole rumors that Stephen A. hooked up with Molly Carum. Oh, and then they came out and said, like, that never happened. They actually had to, like, release a statement or something. I don't know.
So do you think that's why Jalen retracted his
No, but that's all I could think of when you said that he's
Jalen Rose just continues to take L's when it comes to Stephen A. Smith. All right, on the other side, we will talk about tonight's NBA game, Game 5, between the Warriors and the Mavericks back in Golden State. We'll hit that next, props and our thoughts on the game right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.